Hi, it's Ken Morgan again, and it's time for this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. We're continuing our run of holiday season offerings with the Laurel and Hardy classic March of the Wooden Soldiers. It's based on Babes in Toyland, an operetta written by Victor Herbert in 1903. However, for this adaptation, much of the original was discarded, except for a couple of characters and four of the songs. Stan Laurel, as usual, had a lot of input into the final product, even coming into conflict with producer Hal Roach over the script. Stan's version won out, however. Now, the movie got a number of good reviews, though I've read some conflicting reports on the box office results. It did go on, though, to become a perennial holiday classic. Both the original black and white and later colorized versions are run frequently. And those of us in this area most likely saw it for the first time during one of Channel 11's showings. I know I did. Looking at the cast, probably the most memorable character, besides Stan and Ollie, is the villainous Barnaby, who's still pretty scary even now. He's played by Henry Brandon, working under his original name of Henry Kleinbach. Brandon had a long career on stage and in movies. Now, outside of this movie, he's probably best known as Scar, the villain in the classic western The Searchers. And, 4 years after this movie, he got to sort of play Barnaby again. It would be in the short The Our Gang Follies of 1938, and that's the one with Alfalfa's interesting interpretation of the Barber of Seville, and another one we all saw for the first time on Channel 11 way back when. Another interesting fact about this movie is that originally, RKO bought the rights to Babes in Toyland for use as a Disney animated adaptation. But that plan didn't work out, so Hal Roach stepped in. Now, this is one of several adaptations of the story. Other versions include a 1951 live-action film from Disney starring Annette Funicello, and a 1986 TV version starring Drew Barrymore and Keanu Reeves. And I don't think Keanu Reeves guns down anybody in that version. Now, we don't have either one of those in our collection, but we can check for them if you like. Now, the movie only runs about 80 minutes, so we've added an extra audio feature. It's Stan Freberg and Dawes Butler in Christmas Dragnet. Now, by my count, it's one of three spoofs of Jack Webb's series that Freberg did. Yeah, that's about the size of it. Just a reminder that at this recording, we have four charity drives that we're participating in at the library. That's up from three last week. There's the toy drive from A Bright Christmas, and donations for that must be received by December 16th. There's the wish tree from the borough's social services department, and gifts for that are due back by December 18th. The non-perishable food drive by St. Stephen's Lutheran Church, and the new clothing drive by St. Joseph's Parish in Plainfield. Please give what you can to these efforts. Well, thanks again for stopping by for this week's features. And now, from Capitol Records in 1953, here's Christmas Dragnet. And from MGM in 1934, here's March of the Wooden Soldiers. Hope you enjoy them.